This is a guided mountain meditation. Settling into a sitting posture that feels comfortable for you, ensuring your back is tall and erect, but not rigid. Arriving fully here, taking your seat, being in your posture, a posture that supports your wakefulness, and finding the breath. Being with the breath, just as it is. And inviting you now to bring to your mind's eye the image of a mountain. It may be a real mountain, one you have walked on or seen personally, or one you've heard about or seen pictures of. Or it may be an entirely imaginary mountain. And noticing how many images come to mind, and allowing yourself to choose to settle on one particular mountain. Noticing the overall shape of your mountain, the lofty peak, the base rooted in the Earth's crust, the steep or gently sloping sides, noticing how massive it is, how unmoving, and how beautiful, whether seen from afar or close up. Perhaps your mountain has snow at the top and trees on its lower slopes. Perhaps it has one prominent peak, or perhaps a number of peaks, or a high plateau. However it appears to you, sitting now with your image, noticing its qualities, and now you have a choice. You may choose to stay with the image, filling out in your mind both the detailed view of the mountain close up, and also the panoramic view at a distance. Or you might try bringing the image, as it were, right into your body, so that your body sitting here and the mountain of the mind's eye become one. Your head becoming the lofty peak, your shoulders and arms the sides of the mountain, and your lower body the solid base of the mountain, rooted deeply into the earth. feeling the mountain qualities in your body and mind, the sense of uplift, the elevated quality of the mountain coming quietly and powerfully into your spine, inviting yourself to become a breathing mountain, unwavering in the stillness of your being, completely who you are, beyond words and thought, a centered, rooted, absolute presence. Throughout each day, as the light dawns, intensifies and fades, the mountain simply sits. Light and shadow, colour and shade, are changing moment by moment in the mountain's unshakable stillness. Night follows day, follows night. Brightness alternates with darkness, but the mountain simply remains, being nothing other than itself. The seasons flow into one another and come round again and again. The mountain remains with all the change, remaining present as the sun and the moon and the stars follow their complex dance. Perhaps in summer little snow remains apart from on the highest peaks and in the hidden crags and crevices. As autumn fades to winter, perhaps the days grow shorter, colder, and the mountain may be muted by a deep blanket of snow and ice. In spring, streams may overflow with freezing meltwater. The views from the mountain may be huge and clear, so that one can see the curvature of the earth by day, or the vastness of the sky by night. Or the mists may be so thick that even one's next step cannot be seen. In any season, at any time, the mountain may be shrouded in clouds or fog, so that all sense of direction and distance is lost. Hail and freezing rain may appear, apparently from nowhere, and stop as unpredictably as they began. Blizzards and gales of dreadful force may visit the mountain. Through all these conditions, the mountain remains. Seen or hidden, wet or dry, hot or cold, in crashing thunder, violent gales, or the sweetest of summer breezes, It's all one to the mountain. The mountain experiences and knows the weather, but is unshaken by it. Unshaken by the surface conditions, by the world of appearances, the mountain continues to sit in the same place, while all around it shifts and changes. So as you sit holding this image in your mind, becoming the mountain in your meditation, unwavering, deeply rooted and stable, while the wind gusts about you, you remain centered, still, the mountain simply staying as it is, simply being itself, you simply being yourself. Just so perhaps we can bring our mountain nature into everything changing and gusting around us in our lives and in our bodies. Experiencing periods of light and dark, of drabness and vividness, of pain and happiness, of hope and despair. Some changes are swift and others are slow. Some changes move in repeating cycles, while others produce permanent shifts. And so bringing a sense of the mountain's qualities into our intention to encounter each moment with mindfulness, equanimity, and spaciousness. Holding the weather of our own lives in such a way that we may come to know a deeper silence and stillness and wisdom than once seemed possible. Right within the storms, holding to the axis of the mountain, quiet and powerful at the center of constant change.